We are learning Maseches Bamatzia, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom, beginning of a line. V'shenichnas Yerushalayim v'yotza, another example that the Brisa gives, that the Maisa Sheni, you can't be Mechalalit, is either because Ein Bo Shava Pruta, and therefore now it's mixed up, I don't know what to do, so it's bottle, or it went to Yerushalayim and left, therefore you can't be Mechalalit. Bring it back inside. Well, what's the problem? Bring it back inside. You have Eitza to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it over there with the Taruvus. What's the problem? Bring it up to Yerushalayim. Bring it back to Yerushalayim. But, and this is really kasha on even in Bashar put the same thing. Just bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it. Why don't you bring it to Yerushalayim? So the Gemara, b'shenitma. The case was it became Tamei now. So your only Eitza was Chilul. Because it's Tamei, you can't eat it anymore in Yerushalayim. Freit the Gemara of Nifrike, you still can be paid it. Dama, let's say the case, the second case, Nichus Shalayim, I'm talking about it's more than Shah Brutus, why can't you paid it? Dama Rav Elazar, I'm a nine Maisa Shani, Shinitma, Shapait Maisai. How do you know that Maisa Shani, even though it's Tamei, you could be paid it? And not only that, you can paid it, Afilu, Biru Shalayim, even if it goes into Shalayim. Here, a special heter, usually there's no heter, because why is no heter Yushalayim to paid the Maisa Shani? The reason is because why do you give a heter, why do the Torah say a lot of paid the Maisa Shani? Because it's too heavy to carry it. You're in Yushalayim, what's the problem? Eat it. But when it's Tamei, Rabbi Yezer darshes the drasha, Rabbi Lozer darshes the drasha and says that even if it's Tommy, even Yerushalayim you can paid it. Why? She never says in the pasuk ki loy suchal se'ese. Pasuk pshat means I can't carry it. But there's another interpretation of the word se'es. Ve'ein se'es ala achila. Se'es also means loshon achila. She never says in the pasuk ve'yisa maso yismeis panav. So you see that it's a loshon of food there. They were talking about the brothers with Yosef, that he gave him food to bring home. He gave Biyam an extra. The pasuk says, "Pasuk visa masos meis panav aleihem, but here of masos Biyam masos kulam chamish yodes v'yishtu v'shgurim mai." So you see that masos means food. So lo yichusuch he can't eat it because it's tamei. So it says there is pidyon. So the kasha is why didn't you just paid it? If it's tamei, he can't go back up to shlam to eat it. Why didn't you paid it? Zok the gemara but kuach but kesef meisa sheni. It was. Payer is bought with Kes Maisa Sheni. And already that, you can't be paid. You only can pay the original Payer's Maisa Sheni. But Payer's Maisa Sheni that were bought with Maisa Sheni money don't have the kayak to be Typhus money. You can't be paid it. Which means like this. You already had Maisa Sheni money in Bnei Brak. Okay? You had Payer's there. You switched it onto money. I brought the money up to Yerushalayim. Now in Yerushalayim, I can't eat money. So I bought Payer's. That Payer's ready can't be paid it again. You paid the Payer's the second time. You can't do that. Once the Payer's are Payer's, they're parents. But kuach and
the
parents
that went into
Yerushalayim
and left Yerushalayim, you're allowed to bring back in?
You're allowed to bring it back in, yeah. Yeah, she can't be part of it. Yeah, you're part of it. So Frank Demaro, the kuach and kesef ma'ase sheni nami lefugi. L'chara, even in such a case, you're even allowed to be paida, the kuach and kesef ma'ase sheni, the tanan. Ha l'kuach and kesef ma'ase sheni, she nitva, became tamei, it's machlekes. Yifta, like, if it's the tanakam here, you're allowed to be paida. So tomorrow, Krav Yehuda, you cover. Who the holds that even if it becomes Tamei, you have no Eitzah. It's like Alum Lemitvas Pidyon. It's not strong enough to be Tevis Pidyon, and you cover. Krav Yehuda, you cover. You're Rav Yehuda. Okay, so we're going to go to Rav Yehuda. It became Tamei, so you have to bury it. You're Rav Yehuda. Ma'ir Yeitzah for Lo Yitzinami. Then what's going on in Yerushalayim? Then the whole thing is a Pella. Why is that? We're saying it went out of Yerushalayim, so you can't point it. What do you mean? It went out of Yerushalayim, you can't point it. So, but if it's Tamei, anyway, you can't point it. It's the Kuach Kesmai Sheni, and it's Tummy, so you anyway can't be unpointed. So what do you want from Yetzai? Why filu lo Yetzinami? So it can't be pshat in this case. Shenicha shlam v'yetzai. El oylam zok de gemara v'tar. Avada, it's tar. And the question is, if it's tar, so why can't you just bring it back to shlam to eat it? Umay Yetzai was min Yetzai, the nofal mechitzas. You don't have mechitzas anymore. You don't have any mechitzas anymore. Yeah, you don't have that. And Be'etzem, like this kash that we asked, if it was Lo Yetzinami, you could have asked right away that when it became Tomei, you could have asked it. Just reminds us to ask it over here. But Tosfos speaks out. But like upon him, the kash is that what do you need Yetzin for? Tosfos, Yetzin means if a chitzis fell down. V'amu rava mechitzis lechol de'araisa mechitzis liklo de'rabanon v'chi gozer rabanon ki istu mechitzis k'les mechitzis le'gozer rabanon. He's asking like this. So it's Tahar really now. So why don't you just paid it now? Why you paid it? It was Tar Paris, the original Paris was there. Or even now, why you paid it now? So Gemara says, because you don't have mechitzas anymore, so I can't go to eat it. And also, it's a din of nichnas yushlayim v'yetzeh. Why? Because there's something called mechitzas koilet. Once it goes into the mechitzas now, you can't be paid it anymore. Unless it became Tamei. But if it's tar, you can't be paid anymore. So here the Gemara's cash is, if the mechitzas came down, here the chari is a shas at chak, and we should allow you to be paid it. Because the whole din of kail is only the rabbanon. Bishlam eating it, you can't eat it without mechitzas because the raisa, but the kail is the rabbanon. Maybe this whole gzeira rabbanon says that mechitzas are kailas when you have mechitzas. What do you want him to do? Loi gaz rabbanon. No, loi plug rabbanon ben islam mechitzas ben less mechitzas. You can't do it anymore. So this is the final first version of that brisa. Just to chazar over. The brisa says two cases where it's bottle b'roiv. One case is emor shava pruta, and there we're saying you can't do anything. You can't be paid it, so it's bottle. And the second case is a case where when in Yerushalayim it came out, that's why it can't be paided. Both are, the case is the case, it can't be paided. It can't be paided. This when out of Yerushalayim, I just go back, you're right there, go back to Yerushalayim and eat it. Teretz is, the mechitzas came down. The mechitzas came down, why is it in Kailat? No, this is in Kailat, and therefore it can't be paided. That's the first pshat in the Braisa. Rav Huna bar Yehudom Rav Sheshes says a different pshat, this will also answer Chizkiyah. Why you couldn't do the half a pruta on your existing Ma'aseh Sheni money. Rav Huna bar Yehudom Rav Sheshes is Chadok Tani. It's one, the Braisa say one thing, not two things. Ma'aseh Sheni she'ein bo shava pruta she'nichra she'shlayim v'yetze. It's Ma'aseh Sheni she'ein bo shava pruta that went into Yerushalayim and came back out, and came back out. So now, the Fichiski can't be paid anymore. Why not? Because it went into Yerushalayim. And even though you have existing thing to do it on, you can't do it. Freit the Gemara, amai, v'neheder, nailei, v'nechle. Just bring it back in and eat it. Even if half the to eat it. So no nothing mechitza, the mechitza fell down. V'nefriki, why you paid it? Amarava, ah, you think because the mechitza is a koilet ready? Amarava, mechitza lechol de araisa, mechitza liquor de abonon. That's only with the Rabbanon, the whole din, that once something goes into Yerushalayim, you can't be paid anymore with the Rabbanon. The Chigaz Rabbanon gives the Mechitzas. Maybe the Rabbanon only makes there when you have Mechitzas, you have an Eitzah. But you have no Eitzah, maybe there's no din Kailat, you can be paid it. Kilesh the Mechitzas, Loi Gaz Rabbanon. Loi Plug Rabbanon. There's Loi Plug. Yahachi, if it was went into Yerushalayim and left, and now Nafal Mechitzas, whatever, it went into Yerushalayim and the Mechitzas fell down. And now you can't pay it because there's no mechitzas, and it was you can't eat it because no mechitzas, and you can't pay it because kailit. So yachi, my ear ain't by shav pruta. Why is it a case of ain't by shav pruta? Why did it say one case like that? What's ain't shav pruta helping the matters? Loi mibay yikama, loi mibay yesh by. Not only yesh by shav pruta, you say the call to the mechitzas. Avol ain't by if there's no pachas shav pruta, maybe you would say ain't by like call to the mechitzas. Maybe there's no din kailit mechitzas. Do you know why? Because be'etzem, less than a shava pruta can't be, is not a bar chila by itself. It's only a bar chila if you have existing ma'aseh sheni. So the din kailit is only on something that's a bar chila. Maybe something that's not a bar chila, there's no din kailit. It's not really the parish of chila. Avein ba'im aloi, call to lemchitzas, kemas v'lon, it's still make a gzer de rabbanon that there's a klitas mechitzas, they still make even such a case. Even such a case, they say that there's a din of klitz mechitzas, and the havim will be it's like a mustel shchicha, but they have less than shav pruta. Therefore, there's no din klita on something that's not a bar b'chil. Kamash lo no, that there is chal a din of klita even on pachas shav pruta. Tana rabban unter the brayse. This is the makar of when we say like that's not chizkis chiddush. This din that ain't by shav pruta has a din that you can't mechal is not chizkis chiddush. The brayse. Tana rabban mgal yigal ish me'maisroy. So the pasuk says that if a person wants to be paid to his meiser, he has to add a chaymish. It says, "M'gol gol yigal ishmi meiser chamishasa yosef alav." He adds a chaymish, which means, just in simple terms, which would mean is if he has 4 pounds of peiris, and 4 pounds of peiris are worth $4, he has to be paid it onto $5. Why? Because 4 peiris on four is $4 of $4 plus a chaymish is $5. That's what you have to do. But it says in the lashon of pasuk. Only some of your ma'aser can be goyel. Loi kol ma'aseroi. Parat la ma'aser sheni shem v'shav pruta. Kamal afuke ma'aser sheni v'shav pruta. This is the drasha. Now, what doesn't have shav pruta? Itmar. Rav ami omar ein boy. That the peiris itself don't have a shav pruta. That's when you can't do it. Rav asim omar bigger chiddush. Ein b'chaim shay. Which means, if, let's say, it's four, each apple is worth a half a pruta. And you have 4 apples, altogether worth 2 prutas. You cannot be paid to that. Even though it lands up being on 2.5 prutas, because the chaymish has to be worth more than a pruta. And the chaymish is only worth a half a pruta. You have 4 apples, each worth a half a pruta, is 2. And the half, you can't aim b'chaymish, it's enough, it does not work. So that's the machlokes. That if it itself doesn't have, but if it has shalav pruta, even though the chaimish has shalav pruta, it works. It's telling the chaimish. Meisvei, let's ask you a kasha. Meisvei, meisvei sheni she'ein boi shalav pruta. There's a brayse here which says like chizkia. The brayse is like this. Meisvei sheni she'ein boi shalav pruta. Dayoi, it's enough. It's enough if you say "Hu v'chaim shoy mechul amoyus harishoynus." You could be mechalot on old ma'aser sheni money that was already done already. So bishlom on the other in v'chaim shoy haynu tony dayit. The Gemara holds the word dayoy is like an extra lashon. It should say that if I have ma'aser sheni bruto, I say "Hu v'chaim shoy mechul." What's dayoy? So dayoy sounds like that it's enough. That even though it doesn't have on the chaimish, it's enough to go there. So, bishlo ma dema im chaimish ha'im zonei daya. Afgav vi dey ispey, kivin v chaimish leko shaper. El ma dema im boy, my dayoy kasha. He says like this, that what's the chiddush of saying dayoy? It's just saying, who v chaimish are you doing that? Dayoy sounds like that it's enough that even though you need in the chaimish shavar pruta, this is enough. It's enough to do this. It's enough. You can put it on the old thing. For some reason, the Gemara holds that is a raya from the word dayoy that was saying more of a chiddush. If you just want to say the strict halacha that I could be put on the old thing, you don't say the word dayoy. Dayoy means that it sounds like an extra chiddush. That even though the chaimish doesn't have a shavar pruta, it's dayoy if you do it on the old thing. It's dayoy if you do it on an existing thing that has some value left there. I can put it on that. That's enough. Even though usually you need a chaimish to be it has to be the chaimish itself. It's all brutal here. It's dayoy to this. So somehow the Gemara holds that's a raya. What are you tying?
You have to.
Yeah. Right, it means the chaimish. It means the chaimish. Yeah. It means the chaimish. The lashon is ma'aser bruta. It's the lashon of the brayso also. Ma'aser bruta. That brayso is argue. Right. Yeah. First brayso also. Yeah. He's saying both brayso. Yeah. But that means aim v'chaimish. Aim v'chaimish. You just stamp shan and daya. What's the drosh of daya? The drosh of daya. It's saying that daya sounds like it's episode rabuse. Rashi says. Rashi says. What it sounds like is that since the daya, the way daya sounds like this, really, really, Betzem, it has a shava pruta. The chaim doesn't have a shava pruta. So since it's only a chaimish, daya if you do it on that. That doesn't make sense. It makes sense to say that. But if you're talking about doesn't show a proof, the way in daya, that's the only way out. The whole daya doesn't make sense. Daya sounds like that it's really not so bad in the first place. This pile you have, this pile is worth 2.5 pruta, 2 prutas. So it's really not so bad. It's worth 2 prutas, the pile. So the only problem is the chayim. So they're daya to do that. But if the halacha was that the thing itself doesn't show a pruta, it's not like daya. It is what it is. It's not like it doesn't say daya. Daya means because I'm saying there's really you have something here, so therefore daya is enough. That's why it's drasha. And Mar holds a kasha on that Mar holds this. Right, that's aim v'chaim shaytaka.
Without
Rav
Asi and
Rishon,
according to Chizkiya, Rav Asi hold you can't be paid the Ma'aser Sheni unless it's 5 prutas.
Yeah, exactly. Unless it's 5 prutas, you have to bring up the shlaim. So if it's so little like this, you have to bring up the shlaim. And it makes sense. And like, you know, time to grow makes sense. Time is so heavy. So, that would be pshat, yeah. Yeah. So that's more about the Nora Shiloh. The Moses Kash Taka, Boilu, Chaimshim Agava, Chaimshim Abar. When we talk about a Chaimish, we were giving the case already, we gave you a little sneak preview. Chaimshim Agava, Chaimshim Abar. When you do Chaimish, how much is a Chaimish? For example, four, and you have 4 Paris. Four prey worth 4 prutas. So when the chaimish is a 1 pruta, or it has to be when 5 prutas, then a chaimish is 1 pruta. But if it's less, then it's not that much. You go chaimish, you have the chaimish bar. Chaimish mil bar means after you finish, it's 5 means 4 pruta, pairs with 4 prutas. You have to be paid in 5, or it means only if it's 5 worth 5 prutas, you paid it in 6. But if it's 4 prutas, so then you pay it in 1/5 of 4, which is something 4/5. It was 80% of a pruta. That's the other pay there. That's a shayla. Chamshim agav, chamshim abar. Amar avina toshim. I'm talking about over here by hektish. When you pay the hektish, you give an extra chaimish. That's halacha. If someone's makdish is property, he wants to pay it. He has to pay it and give an extra chaimish. So here, the best thing what hektish does is they put it on the market. And whoever gives the best price for it goes to the highest bidder. The owner himself wants to paid it, he has to give the highest price. So you put it on the market, and everyone's saying $20,000 they want to pay for it. So Bailam Kaidim, why? Because it's better to give it to Bailam, the Hekish makes more money, because they make extra Chaimish. Let's say someone says, he says 20, someone else 21. So the halach is, if the Bailam wants it, a Bailam noist in Esim Vashesh. He has to give 26. First, he has to give the 21 because that's the price of the, that's the price of the, of that he gave. He has to give 2, no, that's the price that the best bidder gave. And he has to give 5 because the price he gave, he was willing to pay a chaimish. So therefore, he pays 26. If the highest bid was Esrim Vishnayim, then Baal Mesh Esrim Vishava. If the highest bid was Esrim Vishalish, Habaal Mesh Esrim Vishmani, he gives 28. Esrim Vishava, if the highest bid was 24, Habaal Mesh Esrim Vitesha, he gives 29. Esrim Vishamish, Baal Mesh Vishalish, he has to give 30. On that, the Gemara and Erechan asked, why I have to give 30? If that guy's saying 25 and I'm saying 20, which is 25, so give it to me straight because I'm even, so why don't give it to me? Gemara asked the Kashidir. But it says afterwards that Gemara says that if he says 26, then you give it to that guy, because then it's more than him. They're more than the Bailam's original thing. But what do you see over here? How much is the Bailam going to give? 25. 25 out of 25 is a fifth mil bar on the outside. So you see from here that 4 prutas of my parents, my shane, you go into 5. That's what you see. The fish aim is see for chaymish al ilu shazah. You always make the chaymish on your ilu, not on his ilu. That's what you pay the 5 a chaymish. And plus whatever that guy's bid was. That's why if he says 21, it's 26. If he says 22, it's 27. You don't pay chayim. In fact, this has to do with the Bryce Erichin. The Bryce Erichin saying is, he said 20, which is 5 chaimish. Now whatever the other guy says, you do 5 plus that until he reaches 30.
Why did you stop at 30?
Because once it's 26, that guy, that he gets it. Because he only said 20. And that's more than even with me. More than the Bailam. If the highest bid was 26, then it's for sure more than me. The only reason why we're reckoning with me, because my 20 is really a 25. Once it's a 26, it's more than me.
Add on top of my 25, 1, 2, 3, 4.
What? No, no, I know. If I want to take it, but he wins it. That guy wins the bid. He wins the bid. So Shema Amino, Chayim Shema, Shema Amino. So I'm really Ketanoi. It's really Mechagas Tanoim. Two more lines here. Mechagas Tanoim. It says in the Pasuk that by this Behekdish, the Yosaf Chamishasai Olav. It says you add a chaimish, and the Brisa says, "What does it mean? She who v'chaimish chaimisha? It and its chaimish altogether 5. That's what we called chaimish milbar." Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yisrael, chaimisha soi chaimish al karen, a fifth of the karen, which means a fifth of a karen is if you have 5, a fifth of a karen is 1. That's the case. That's the machlokes over here. It's really machlokes of Brisa. Chaimish milbar, chaimish milgav. And the ma'aser we paskin chaimish milbar. That's what we paskin. It's a lot of money. This extra chaimish you're giving for ma'aser sheni and hektish. It's a lot of money you're giving, and it's chaimish milbar, which means if it's 4 prutas, you have to give an extra pruta as the chaimish. And also from the Gemara before, it sounded like when it said ein bo shava pruta legabe the halacha of. The guy with lacha of Mgal Yigal, Ein Vashavut also sounded like a man, Ein Vashavut Shavaprutah.